everyone. Welcome to All About the Joy, the podcast. This is Carmen Talk, and I'm Carmen Lisette, your host. I want to first say thank you so much for liking and sharing and just being part of the All About the Joy journey. I have to get really better about asking people to follow us and to help us out. So I'm going to do that whole call to action thing that I'm really bad about. And I think it's really important to know what you suck at and try to overcome it anyway. So I'm going to try to do that. So if any of you have not already liked or commented or supported our show in such a way, whether it's on YouTube or LinkedIn or Facebook or on any places that you listen to your podcast, we'd really appreciate you to like, comment, and share. I prefer only good stuff though, but again, any interaction is great interaction. So I appreciate you doing that for me and for us on the show. We're just trying to move forward, and I'm going to do better about asking for your help in supporting the show. So I'm here in Aruba, and I am excited that I'm doing the podcast from here. We did do the live stream this week, and you know, you live and you learn. Technology is amazing. I wasn't really sure how I'd be able to do this internationally. I had never been to this hotel before. So as much as I know that there are plenty of people who podcast and live stream and do things from all over the world, this was the first time for all of us and for me especially. And even though I'm getting great at editing, and this has been such a journey for me for the past year to be developing my skills in podcasting, the truth is, you know, it's still really hard. And I made a huge mistake in that I didn't bring the right mic with me. And so the live stream was fun, and I want to say thank you to Cynthia and for Tony D for coming on the show, and of course, Rick Costa, my host, who did all they could to help me get situated while we were doing the live stream, and I appreciate them so much for dealing with my kind of clumsiness. But yeah, the live stream was fun. Check it out on YouTube or on Facebook Live, and you know, again, give us a comment, like, or share. I appreciate you. I was going to try to fix the audio so that I could just place the audio of the live stream onto the podcast as I usually do, so that any of you who are just driving to work or, you know, listening, you know, want to just check out the live stream, you always have that option with the podcast. But look at it, we're just going with the flow here, right? That's what's so cool about All About the Joy. There are no rules, and we learn and we get better and we do better. But today's topic, what I really want to talk about in Carmen Talk, is a thing that is so amazingly important to me, especially right now, friendships. And let me tell you why I'm so intrigued by this. I'm here in Aruba with 16 friends and 15 friends, because I'm the 16th one. But these are 15 women, and they range in all ages, all different circumstances. All of them are from the East Coast, I believe. I think I'm the only one who came in from California, but most of them live in New England, and everybody is just pretty cool. I did not know most of them. Of course, I grew up with Mary and Joanne, who I love with all my heart, and they invited me last October when I went back home to go to Patty Ann's funeral, which is their older sister, who we love and miss with all our heart. And they just said, hey, do you want to come? We go every year. We do this thing, and we hang out, and we leave our husbands and our kids at home, and we go on vacation, and we have a blast. Come with us. And I said, okay. And so I'm here. And let me tell you, I was a little nervous about getting here because I don't know most of the people, right? And you know how friendships are, you have these relationships with people and then you meet other people and it may not click. But you know what I realized about friendships and about connections? Because Mary and Joanne are the people they are, the people that they know are cool and awesome and friendly and nice. Like, so it stems from them, right? So I'm not saying everybody's perfect and great. I don't know everyone that well, but let me tell you, I've made some instant friendships, like immediately. And there's a comfort level when you're around people, especially when the people who lead the group in a way, you just feel settled in. Like, we all met at the airport and we all hugged each other. And it was just kind of this cool thing. And then they had all these little things to kind of be icebreakers, which was really a smart thing to do. We all had to buy t-shirts for somebody we were partnered with. And let me tell you, the t-shirts are so nasty. Like the nastier, the better. I'm not going to say what the t-shirts are. They're on my Facebook page if you want to see them, and they are public, but it was just a fun way to kind of be open to the possibility of a t-shirt that somebody would give you, right? And so I didn't know the person I had to give my t-shirt to, but she took it with grace and funniness, and she happened to be my partner too, so she gave me a really bad, nasty t-shirt. I would say it's as bad as the one I gave her, but I loved it and I was laughing so hard and it was a great icebreaker. And what was even funnier is that we did this all on the beach the first night we got here, or first morning we got here. I can't remember now, but it was morning or early afternoon. And everybody else who was on the beach was cracking up laughing because all of us were just like, you opened up the t-shirt and you put it up to your chest and everybody had to read it, you know, and it was just, they're so nasty and gross and funny. And it just made everyone laugh. And everybody was such a good sport about it because we knew what this was about. This is about trying to have connections and trying to be okay with each other and really just a fun time. And I've learned so much about people. You know, we talked a lot about relationships and men and love. And I don't know, it's been a really good, fun time so far. And we're not even halfway there yet. I went parasailing today with my very good friend, Connie. And I say that because I kept calling her Colleen, because anybody who knows me knows I'm horrible with names, especially if I don't know you. But I asked everybody in the group, because it's something I really want to do. I wanted to go parasailing. A few people had already done it because they've been here so many times. But Connie and I had not done it. We didn't really know each other, but we're like, yeah, let's do it. We did it this morning. And let me tell you, we did it together. It was so funny, crying, laughing the whole time. It was a great adventure. I had been skydiving before. I thought it would be scarier than skydiving, but I was wrong. It's actually, I think, easier than skydiving by far in a long way, but it was really fun. I encourage anyone who ever thought about parasailing to do it. We did it together, which I didn't even know you could do it together. I thought you could only do it one at a time. But it's all, I guess it's based on weight because they asked us how much we weighed. And so we were able to do it together. And it was so much fun. There are too many pictures. We had someone on the boat take pictures. We met a wonderful couple and their kids on the boat. And they took our cell phone and took all these pictures. So I'll post some of those at some point. I'm really bad at the whole picture taking. My cousin Cynthia has been asking me for pictures the whole time I've been here, but I'm the worst of it. So everybody else from the trip who's on my Facebook page is posting pictures and I'm kind of just like being tagged on them. But at some point I'll put some pictures up on the Facebook page as well, I think, when I'm done with the trip. But I just think friendships are so cool. And if you're open to meeting new people and if you're open to not making judgments, right? We all make judgments. So let me just back up there for a moment, because I think that's a weird thing to say. I think it's part of human instinct to make judgments, right? I'm sure a lot of it is based on our environment, but you know, it's a way of protecting ourselves, you know? But if you trust people in the group, like I trust Mary and Joanne with my life, I love them, they're my family, and I trust them, then I'm able to be open to the possibility of all the other people they know and love, right? And when you can open yourself up to that, it's just such a great experience. Now, do I think I'm going to know these women for the rest of my life? I think so, maybe, but you know, I'm just saying it's the coolest, wonderful, most wonderful experience I've had in a long time. And I really do love meeting people. I meet people all the time. This was just a different environment and a different way to do it, you know? And I encourage you, if you're someone who's shy or someone who doesn't really make friends easily, join a meetup group, you know? There's meetup.com who, by the way, I'm not sponsored by them or whatever, but there are so many different places where you can go and connect with people in your community. And I just know meetup.com is one of them. It's not about dating. It's about finding things that you like to do together. And like, I think I had joined a hiking group, I don't know, back in the day, I don't know, it was like 2005 or something. So I was still at brand new school and I just wanted to start hiking. And that's how I met a lot of the people I started working out with, because I joined a meetup group and they started, you know, they were not so much hikers as they were working out people, but it was the same concept. So, and I'm still friends with some of those guys today. So really great experience to meet people and strangers and to become like instant friends. Such a great fun time. But I'll also say this, I had another experience where, and this is during the same time while I've been here, of course, I'm still working. I have several clients. And so even though all of my amazing, amazing coworkers are taking over and taking care of things, and I want to say thank you to them. They don't necessarily listen to my podcast, but happy and grateful that I can take the vacation because other people can step up and take care of stuff. But I've been checking my emails and, of course, checking my personal emails. And I had an old friend reach out to me, and it was a random email. Like, I hadn't talked to him in a long time. I didn't understand why he was sending me the email. And I'm not saying I was defensive, but I was completely suspicious. So that threw me. And of course, everyone who knows me, I'm pretty bold about being like, what do you really want? Like, why are you emailing me this crap? You know, he emailed me a link about something very political, and which is fine because we're both very political people and we do have that in common. But I was a little bit thrown by it because I didn't understand, like, why are you reaching out to me now of all days? You know, it's been such a long time. So I just asked him that, and he was like, dude, I was just reaching out to say, hey, you know, and I thought of you. And And it's such an interesting thing. You know, I had conversations with friends about this. It's not that he's a good person. He's always been a good person. But sometimes I just want people to be straight up. Like, do you need something? Like, are you going to ask me a favor? Because if you're not in my life on a regular basis, but then you act like you are, it's a little bit hard for me. But I think that's more about me and not about him, right? And not about other people. So, you know, you always have the ability to grow. And I think, you know, that's the best part of life. If you are always willing to check yourself, to ask other people if maybe you're acting a little crazy or something, you know, like I reached out to another friend and said, hey, is this weird? And I asked people in the group and they were like, well, you know, and of course they don't know me, they don't know him, but it was really good to realize like, all right, maybe I'm overstepping, I'm overreacting, I'm being an idiot. Like, it's not a big deal. People can reach out to you just to say hi and it means nothing at all. Or it can mean something really cool and fun. It doesn't have to be a negative. And so of course, me and this other person, this man, have a history. So I reverted back to that place where I was like, he wants something. I know he does, you know, but I don't want to be that person. I want to also be someone who can realize that, you know what, everybody isn't doing something to try to do something mean or trick me or whatever. Like, I don't want to be that person, not even to someone that I think might actually need something. So what if he needs something, right? Maybe this was his way to just say hi and he needs to ask a favor. You know what? I can say yes or no. Doesn't make him a bad person. I also know I'm pretty intimidating. I don't know if I'd be to him, but I think as I get older and as I start reflecting back on a lot of the relationships I've had in my life, I understand that my ability to be so honest and blunt and so on point about what I know, what I don't know, who I like, who I don't like, I know that people see that as a plus, but it's also something that I know is also a negative, right? Because I don't give people sometimes the ability to have grace, you know, to do things the way they need to do it without forcing them to tell me whatever it is they need. So what I'm self-reflecting on right now during this whole process of me going out and meeting new friends, you know, going to Aruba, a place I've never been, traveling with 16 women. Part of me was really scared about doing that, but I'm so excited and loving it. Doing things like parasailing and not being so worried about every little thing. Like, I was like, what are the safety things? What do I need to know? And they're like, dude, we do this all the time. We're just going to hook you up to the harness. You're going to go up. I was like freaking out, you know? So I think that as I get older, what I'm self-reflecting on is being able to let go of some of those things that I think are my protection mechanisms, right? Being open to new possibilities, being open to the fact that I can continue to grow and learn and be a better person. I think that is the whole purpose of life, is that you continue, no matter how old you get, no matter how grown you think you be, right? No matter how much you understand the world and you think you know it all, that you realize, you know what? I still have an ability to be wrong. I still have the ability to learn. I still have the ability to understand that there might be a different perspective or way of doing things, that I have the ability to make new, cool, awesome friends, even if it's just for this week, you know, for this vacation. Like, every friend doesn't have to be your, you know, ride free or die person. Is that how you say that? I forget. Ted Hicks and them had this whole thing that I'd never heard of, but you know what I mean? Like, everybody doesn't have to be your best friend. So I'm just having a great time. I hope that whatever you're thinking about right now, if you're listening to this podcast, that you have a great day and that this kind of makes you think about your life as well and what you're doing to grow and be open to new possibilities and new adventures. You know, we're just not even midway into this vacation. And I have to tell you, it might be one of the best things I've done in the past 20 years, just to, you know, take a shot and go somewhere I've never been with people I don't really know. I know Mary Joanne really well, so, but you know what I mean. Anyways, I am grateful for everyone who listens to the show. Thank you for listening to this Carmen Talk. Very appreciative. And I hope you will do what I asked earlier in this recording. Please comment, like, and share. Support us. And the only way I need you to, we don't need any money. I mean, we need money. I need a lot of money if somebody wants to sponsor us. But I'm just saying what I need from people who listen to us and who care about the things that I'm trying to accomplish with this show. We just need you to comment, like, and share on all platforms that you possibly can. I'd really appreciate it. And of course, please come visit us on the live stream on Thursday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, or wherever we are internationally. I'll make sure to post it. And also listen to the podcast that posts on Sundays at your leisure. And please listen to or watch the replays on YouTube and Facebook. We appreciate it We appreciate the views. We appreciate, even when you don't like us on YouTube, which is so funny. Like, I don't know why people keep watching the show on YouTube if they don't like the show, but it's still great, great interaction for us. So, but you know, if you don't like the show, you can make a comment. I prefer that you don't, because it's a lot of work for me, but I'll try to answer every single comment I can. You can also send me a message. So anyway, thanks for listening. Remember, it really is all about the joy, and we'll see you next week. Bye from Aruba.
Thanks for stopping by All About the Joy. Be better and stay beautiful, folks. Have a sweet day.